Good morning, everyone. Welcome to episode 2 of season 4 of the Beach Business Breakfast. Today we have Debbie and Talia joining us. Say hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
So just a reminder, Beach Business Breakfast, third Thursday of every month at Merriweather Surf Club Function Room. $10, you get to meet great business people like Jeremy, myself, Debbie, Chris, who we just had, and all the other members. So come along, get involved, beachbusinessbreakfast.com.au. So Debbie, tell us a bit about your dancing and what you do.
I teach 50s style rock and roll.
Yeah.
And it's absolute fun. It's easy, it's 4 steps, and you get to learn how to do twirls and spins and other different moves.
Excellent. So with how long have you been doing that for?
Over 10 years.
Okay. So 10 years. So you go back a bit before that. Where are you from, Newcastle, or are you from?
No.
Whereabouts?
Musselbrook.
Nice.
Wybong, really.
Wybong, okay. Yep, so Musselbrook, and when did you leave Musselbrook?
11 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, and what did you do at Musselbrook? What were you doing there? Were you teaching dancing or?
No, I've come from I was an office person.
Okay.
Yeah.
What sort of office work were you doing there?
Clerical.
Yeah. Who for?
Parkway Mullen.
Are they Mullen?
Yeah, Bengalan Mullen.
Okay. So it's a bit of a change from being an office worker in a mine to a dance teacher. How did you do that? How did you make that transition?
How?
Yeah, so so you're working in a mine?
Yeah.
And doing office work, and then you thought, hang on, I want to do dance teaching. Do you have a background in dance?
You had to learn to dance first, obviously.
Yeah. I've been dancing all my life because my family country music, which is to rock and roll.
So, yeah. Pre-existing experience that you didn't just decide one day.
Yeah, so I grew up with it. Yeah. My family are in a band called the Ray Boys. Unplug them as well.
Okay.
They do country music every weekend somewhere at Musselbrook area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So do they go to Tamworth?
Country music festival? Yeah.
Okay. So with the dancing, what can people expect?
What can they expect? They can expect to meet other people like themselves.
Yeah.
They can learn to dance in that hour.
Yeah.
The basic step and do a small rock and roll band dance.
Yeah.
That's in that first hour when you come to learn. It's great for your mind, it's great socially, and it's great for your body because it's a physical,
and it's fun,
energetic, fun thing, and it's Elvis era.
Yeah.
So, but I'm promoting it for people around my age group because I want people to have fun and see what goes on in the world. Like, it's around Australia too, rock and roll, and overseas.
Yeah.
And you can dance to any 4-beat music.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So how do you go about getting the word around of what you do? Like, you come to our breakfast and you do classes here at the surf club?
Yes. Yep. On Thursday night at 7:00.
Yep, that's it. And so what other things do you do to sort of generate customers or people that are going to come along and do dancing with you?
Like busking in the street to get people's attention or something? Or? Yep.
Putting them in letterboxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's around the areas that you do the teaching?
Yeah.
Yeah, or in the local newspaper or newsletter.
Okay.
Schools.
Yeah. Do you go into schools and teach in the schools?
Yeah, I have done, yes.
Excellent.
Do you get referrals from dance schools, or are they your enemy of in business or something?
There are other competition out there. But we do all work together when there's a festival on, so.
Okay.
And we all say g'day and we're all happy to be as one with everyone else. And, you know, we don't fight amongst ourselves or anything. We get along, it's all good. You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, the more you learn rock and roll, the more you're going to enjoy it and pick it up. And,
yeah.
And, you know, I encourage that anyway to go and learn.
Yeah. So, Talu, are many of your school friends interested in rock and roll dancing, or have you managed to convert people?
I have had a few of my friends come to rock and roll dance classes, and they've all said they enjoyed it. So, yeah, but it's all about time and because we're obviously all busy and everything, but because they do other stuff outside of school, so it's sometimes really hard to get people from my school to come, but. Yeah, otherwise I do have some of my friends that have came before.
Yeah, there's a kind of gap between trying it and then prioritising it, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
Most people will try something once or twice, but then becoming like a regular, oh yeah, I do that every week is a big step.
So with your classes, do people sign, is it like you pay a casual visit or is it to it's pay just, for a term or how does that work?
It's just $10 every week. You might win a free ticket when we do our rock and roll band dance.
Okay.
I do specials, like usually $5 for $45 over 5 weeks.
Yep.
And if you come regularly for 5 weeks, you'll have a routine and you'll be able to dance anywhere.
Excellent.
And do you like take people away for competitions or like go to expos or something, or like what, like do other than just come to here, obviously?
In Sydney, they have competitions twice a year, once in April and once in August.
Yeah.
And there's amateur, adult and kids classes. And even over at Parks, they have competition too. That's in January.
As part of the Elvis Festival?
Yeah, the Elvis Festival.
Yep. So is it very like serious, like strictly ballroom type thing where it's like political and backstabbing?
No one cares. No one cares what you look like. Yeah. If you make a mistake, who's going to notice? They're busy doing their thing.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not strict.
Okay,
no, it's
fantastic.
Good. Usually the man can just stand there and move the lady.
Okay.
You know, if he's not certain about his footwork. But, you know, it helps if the man does move because the lady. Doesn't want to do it all.
Looks a bit self-serving if you're not helping it or doing much, doesn't it?
So, okay, apart from flyers, trying to get into schools, what sort of advertising? You said you did some advertising in local papers. What sort of things did you do there?
Just put it in for 3 weeks.
Do you get much response?
No, don't get any from that.
Yeah.
Facebook's great.
Yep.
Instagram. Groups found good. Word of mouth is the best.
It's like Facebook groups, you mean?
Yeah, Facebook groups.
So what Facebook groups are you in?
I've made up a few of my own.
Oh, good.
Oh, very good.
So, you know, there's Merriweather, of course, and Raymond Terrace Bowling Club on a Tuesday night as well.
Okay.
So do you start the Newcastle Rock and Roll group, or what did you call your groups?
I'm Rock and Roll Dance School.
Okay.
You'll just see a picture of me and Talia dancing together.
Excellent.
On our groups.
Okay.
So well, ask to join, I'll put you on.
We'll
no worries.
Definitely join for sure. We are going to attempt to do a demo, so if that doesn't work, we might try and put a link to your demo on your page and then people can see that.
Okay.
Well, we'll see how we go.
All right.
We're at the forefront of technology here.
Yeah.
So, no, that's good. So, with the how did you go about setting up your Facebook group?
I had help with a girlfriend who helped me set that up. I put on my certificates there to say I'm it, we got photos there and make events where we're doing our learning.
So you set up your group and then you invite others to join the group.
What sort of interaction do you get? People just kind of comment on what you're posting, or they go, oh, going here tonight, or what do they?
It's always great to get a phone call.
Yeah.
And organise that. But if you don't and they see you on Facebook, that's great too.
Yeah. Okay. So apart from advertising, Facebook, you said you didn't get much from the print advertising.
No.
It's probably to be expected, I would say.
Yeah, it's sometimes hard. You've got to. When you advertise in the paper, do you have like an offer? 20% off or
not really
sort of thing. Yeah, okay.
I think it was about 5%.
Yeah.
It was $89 in the Herald.
Yeah.
Three Wednesdays, you know.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay. I didn't get anybody.
Yeah. Well, it might have sort of reinforced to people that you're there. I'm sure people saw the ad and went, well, that's interesting, but unless it's sort of something they're thinking of doing.
Really, yeah. Like a small window of like people who are looking at that article or newspaper who are thinking, oh, I might like to do some dancing, and then see your ad. Like, it's a very lucky opportunity if that happens.
Have you ever, I'm not sure whether you could, have you ever tried or thought of targeting pubs? Like, you know how pubs run trivia?
Oh, okay.
Like, pubs run trivia, they're always trying to do things Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to get people in. Like, you know, they have the hamburger special and the schnitzel special, and they might have trivia, whether you could actually run it in a pub. I'm not sure how you'd go. You'd probably need an under 18 area to do it in, but that might be worthwhile talking to a few of the pubs around town about whether you could, because especially if you're going to do it for free, you're going to potentially bring people in that might have a drink, and $10 schnitzel might be worth something to. I just thought of that, but it might be a stupid idea, but
random,
who knows?
Random Dave's marketing advice.
Exactly.
On the fly.
Now that's cool. So, would you like to try a demo here? Now, I just apologise to the viewers that the surf is a bit loud. It's a bit wild, as you can see. We have someone in the function room because the kitchen's been rebuilt thanks to Port Waratah Coal, who have given the surf club some money as a sponsorship, so we thank them. And there's building work in the background, so
digging up the beach, it's all happening.
And there's lots of people just around, sort of. Last couple of weeks on Fridays have been no one here. Now that we're back filming, there's people everywhere, so they're obviously here to see us. So we might just try the demo,
okay,
and just see how
show
we
us
go.
The what if you're the man that can't dance version.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So maybe just demo it without words, because we probably won't be able to hear, I don't think, Jeremy. But
go for it. 30 seconds or a minute.
Do it 30 seconds back there. We'll move the chairs out of the road. This is a Beach Business Breakfast podcast special first.
Yeah.
So if you're watching this, you're part of history. So cool. So off you go.
Yep. You're the man. Yeah.
Man with Elvis and Talia.
Talia's got the dress on, right?
Yep.
So you just count to four all the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yep. So any music that's in that timing works, basically. Is that the idea? Any music that's in that timing will work, basically. Is that the idea?
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
We wouldn't really call Leo, Sayer rock and roll. Okay. Well, you make me feel like dancing or something. Excellent. Okay, well, that's good. We've got the guys and the boys in the background who are here every day.
You're going to get a clap from me.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Excellent.
Very good.
That was great. So grab a chair. Well done. So, excellent. So I think getting back to sort of the business of running a rock and roll dance school, what sort of challenges, apart from like getting customers, which you know every business faces, what are some of the other challenges you've had to overcome?
Last night we had 8 new people, and one gentleman and one lady just couldn't get it.
Yeah.
And you get that occasionally.
Yeah.
But in the end, I had to explain it's like a slow, slow, quick. Yeah. And when you're told to put all the weight on one side and all the weight on the other and then quick with the back foot, she got it.
Okay.
And so did he, and it looked really good.
So you're going to find the right way to explain things that people kind of click to it.
Yeah, that's right. But usually people have rhythm and some don't, so and some pick up the beat quick and others don't. So I
guess that helps if there's a lot of new people there.
There's only 4 steps to remember, and you just repeat those 4 steps all the time.
Yeah.
The arm work comes later, you know. It's. But you know, when you get your coordination with your feet, and don't think of anything because you'll forget your feet.
You
know, you'll be right.
Yeah. That's good. So you're getting a few people along.
Yeah.
To the class, which is good. And I suppose the thing is by getting them to have a good time, bring their friends. That's how it's going to grow, and just keep at it. Hopefully, this time next year there'll be 50 people doing rock and roll dancing.
Yeah, that'd be fabulous.
On a Thursday night. With a surf club function room, which is where we hold our beach business breakfast.
Yes.
So which is great. So I suppose what's the best bit of business advice you've been given in your career?
Like
either doing office work or doing this?
Everything. everything takes time.
Yeah.
Grows naturally.
Yeah, and it takes a lot longer than you expect.
Yeah. I'm not gonna when we first started, I know that we expected to have like 5, 7, 8, 9 people go.
Yeah.
But really we only got like four.
Yeah.
And so that was okay, but we have to know that not everything's gonna work out the way we expect.
Yeah. Excellent. That's great to learn that lesson so young. A lot of us don't learn it until a lot
and
later.
And stick at it, yeah.
Yeah, and stick at it. That's the thing. If you're passionate about it, you're obviously doing something you like doing, which is great.
Yeah, love it.
So,
it helps if it's fun, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, excellent. Well, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for
it's been great.
Us.
Thank you.
Thanks for wearing the Hawaiian shirt. I know it looks quite flattering. It's a bit big. It was donated by
Rod.
Yeah, so Rod got it from Vanuatu, which is good. So, but thanks for coming in. So just a reminder about the Beach Business Breakfast. As you'll see, there's quite a wide variety of business people from Jeremy, probably the world's greatest website developer, mortgage brokers like us.
Rock and Roll Dance School.
We've got accountants, financial planners.
Debbie Ray on Facebook.
Yeah, Debbie Ray on Facebook. Yeah. And what's the group called, the Facebook group?
Rock and Roll Dance School.
Rock and Roll Dance School on Facebook.
Merriweather.
So check it out or come along to a dance session, 7 o'clock Thursday nights here at Merriweather Surf Club, $10, and we'll have a great time. So thanks again, Debbie and Tavia, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.